Self-sufficiency is not attainable in its absolute form. That said, like anything else in life, it doesn't mean that you don't shoot for it. It just means that you don't get disappointed or upset that you can't obtain it in completion. That's reality. Everyone will need some help at some point. Sometimes when you need it, you won't get it. That can be very destructive and sometimes life-ending or life-changing. The key is to make sure that you have taken every effort possible to never be in the position where, had you had the effort taken, had you taken the time to prepare yourself, that you wouldn't need that help. That's really the beginning of the focus of self-sufficiency. Look at it from the perspective of today's modern Western culture. People spend 4 hours in one day of pay to pay for getting their nails done while they have a hard time stocking food in their refrigerator or paying their basic bills. What reality does that have? What does that say about how we are taught about being an individual, about being self-sufficient, about being dependent or codependent? This is critical. Today's modern Western societies have been steeped in the premise of codependent living. It is a wonder and a boon for nanny state governments who want you to depend upon them to save you. But for you, from a personal standpoint and a personal survival standpoint, this is a disaster. Begin today by starting to erase those lessons and replace them with strong individualistic tendencies. I'm not talking turn into a hermit or into the Unabomber. I'm talking about working to make yourself capable of taking care of those things that are important to you, to your daily survival, without needing to depend upon others. There are a lot of things that you can do, and one of the first ones that I would suggest is to look at disconnecting yourself from the grocery store. Now, for most people, you won't have the stomach for what it takes to do that completely, and may not have the time or the desire to. But anything that you do to move yourself in that direction can save your life sometimes when you have a situation that occurs that you did not expect. The bottom line is that as you start out small, whether it is sprouting sprouts or growing your herbs on your kitchen table, you can place a grow light up underneath of your kitchen cabinet or get one on a stand and place it on your kitchen table or somewhere else. Put some plants into some pots, even go buy some or plant some seeds and grow them there. You can grow basil and thyme and oregano, and you can grow cilantro and lots of other herbs right there on your counter. Granted, you're not going to live or die based upon those items growing on your counter. But what you will do is develop skills and understanding and knowledge of what it takes to nurture a plant from seed to full growth and be able to feel what it feels like when you harvest from what you grew and how that will change the way you live. It's amazing. These are not things that you want to have to try to learn at the height of a crisis. You can plant a tomato plant in a 5 or a 10 gallon pot outside your door or on your deck or your rear patio. You can even put one by your front door and let it grow. Get one that is an indeterminate, or you could get a determinate, which is a bush type, and put it in the pot, put a stake or a big bamboo stick or something in it, and tie it up to it and let it grow up. If you really want to get some quick results, try sweet 100s. You will be amazed at the number of tomatoes. They're small, cherry tomatoes. They are great tasting. You can use them in salads. Are you going to live off of them? Absolutely not. But you will get the feel for what it is to grow your own food, and then you can take it from there in the next year. You can use what the Russians did and plant potatoes. Try a 10-gallon container, or get yourself a trash can, a plastic, round plastic trash can. Drill some holes in it, throw some soil in it, and some cardboard and some wood chips or some mulch. Put a few eyes that are growing from your potatoes in there, and have at it. You will be amazed at how easy it is. 3 months later, you can flip over the container onto a tarp, roll it around a little bit, and easily run your fingers through it and find a whole pile of potatoes that you have grown. You can grow your tomatoes on the pot. And then if you have to move, if you live in an apartment, you can still do it there. Try creating edible landscapes. You can do edible landscape where you can plant kale as a second layer behind some flowers along the front of your house or at your entrance. You can put them in window containers hanging out of a second story apartment. There are so many options. If you don't have a window planter and you want to have one, try getting some plastic rain gutters. Rain gutter is amazing, and it's simple, as very, very simple. You would never believe. Lowe's has a brand that's called Genova, and they come in a 5.5-inch by 10-foot section, half-round gutters. They're only $4.19. You get them and a few ends, drill a few holes so the water can go out, fill them up with a bag of potting soil, plant some seeds in there, and in no time, if you put it in a shaded area, you will have lettuce growing, or if you want to put it into a sunny area, you can grow all kinds of things that you would never believe. And you can hang that with a few brackets that I'm sure that you could work out with the people working at your local Lowe's or Home Depot or whatever home store that you have in your area, that you can hang it off of your windowsill, close a window, and it'll lock it in, and you're good to go. Open the window, and boom, out the window, you stick your hand, grab what you're going to harvest, and you're good. This is an important set of skills that will grow not only your skill set, but your mentality toward becoming more self-sufficient. The average person gets their food from the grocery store, and at least 50%, in many cases 80 to 90%, depending upon the time of year, comes from a place as many as 10 or 15,000 miles away from your home. Don't do that. Find a way to grow some of what you have and what you use at home, because if you ever need those skills, you will already have a jump start on it. You will already understand the watering and the soil issues, drainage, and a lot of other things that become really critical. Do yourself a favor. Disconnect from the grocery store as much as possible. You can go the next source and learn how to store food and buy it in bulk. Get it from local farmers, join the hunting club, even if you don't hunt, and buy meat from them when the members hunt and get deer in season or whichever they're hunting for at the time. Learn how to store food without refrigeration in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers. It is another step in a big picture. Doesn't take a lot of equipment, doesn't require a vacuum sealer, though I do highly recommend having one of them. All of these things give you the opportunity to take it to the next step so that when you do have food, you can store it well, safely, for long-term usage. That's the goal. Learn how to dehydrate your food in your home, and then you don't have to refrigerate that food. You can put it into a Mylar bag with an oxygen absorber, seal the bag up, and put it away in a dark, cool place, and mark it so that you can use it later, And voila, you start moving towards creating yourself long-term storage. As many of you have heard me say plenty of times before, nix the MREs, nix the things like Wise and others. They're great in short-term stints, but what you really want are things that you know that you will eat, that you would normally eat, that you have now taken and put away so that you can use them. It's really crucial. Another thing to consider is sourcing protein. Learn how to fish. You can get your own meat. Make a fish pond in your backyard, in that dip in the backyard that constantly floods. Put in a fish pond, build it up so now the flooding goes away. Put some growth around it that will absorb and suck in that moisture that would normally be flooding, and then you can eat the fish. Learn to hunt. Go with your friends when they go hunting. Even if you don't go hunting, you don't own a gun or you don't own a bow, you can still go with them. Learn, watch, experience it, see what it takes. Start keeping rabbits or get three hens. Make sure that you check your local township for the ordinances and rules and regulations so that you don't get yourself in trouble. It's a growing thing. Now, a growing movement in the United States going around, especially in urban and suburban towns that had previously banned them, they're beginning to come in and change the ordinances to allow small farm animal type things with the smaller livestock, like hens, and some of them are even allowing goats. Check your local ordinances before you get there. Get experiences in the challenge that face you when you raise your own meat. Waste disposal and handling are big things. People don't realize that on a situation, on a grid down situation in survival, even your own waste handling becomes a problem. Get to know the tactics and means that you can do to handle the waste from animals that you keep for meat and for yourself. Learn about feed costs and sources outside of going to the store when there may not be one, and so it's less costly. Health issues for taking care of the animals and what to do to handle them, like worming and more. Really important to get that down now. Incorporate a pond, look at that, look at what happens, learn about what it takes to keep your local neighborhood cats from coming and feasting on your food in your pond. I had already touched on learning to sprout. Most people don't realize that when you sprout, you are growing sprouts. If you do mung beans or alfalfa, they are very, very high in protein. You can do them in 5 to 7 days, enough to give yourself several days worth of normal protein intake. All of these things are simple and effective means to move into what you need to do, which is to learn to be more self-sufficient. It is silly when you look at the fact that many people spend 4 hours in one day working and take the time, the money that they get from those 4 hours to go out and pay for getting their nails done or for going to go to see a ball game or a concert when they have not yet expended effort and time on the basic things that you need to survive to get to that point, and they don't even see the correlation. They work because they're taught. You work because you need things. You need things because you work, and because you work, you need things. That's not the way it should work. This is about breaking the bonds with the modern Western culture's mentality of being codependent and dependent upon society, and most importantly, to break the trend of being a consumerist. I'm not saying you're not going to go to the store and get things. Obviously, you're going to want a TV, and you're going to want a car, and you're going to want the things that make those things work. What I'm talking about is being realistic, moving more towards a minimalist approach, where those things don't matter, where the things that do matter are the things that directly relate to your day-to-day survival and your security. But more importantly, those two things, security and safety, step into the path of stability. You want to build stability for yourself. If you are always chasing after the newest, greatest, latest thing and having to work extra hours or fight to get a better job because you need more money in order to get those things, you will be very disappointed because you will never attain that. You need to think very clearly. And I know if you're listening that you're smarter than the average bear, because most people don't want to be bothered. They'd rather argue over how many balls and strikes someone threw or how many hits and outs they did. We're talking about things that hit the ground where it counts. All those things are fine once you've taken care of yourself and those that you love. Once again, stick with the premise that you want to start looking at adjusting the way you live in order to take in living from the basis of what you can do for yourself and those who count to you. Don't leave to others what you can do yourself. It will always be a better result for you and much more satisfying. In addition, in the event of a serious crisis, you won't have anyone else that you may be able to turn to. So even if you're not the best at it, being able to do it, having done it before, and understanding that process will always yield you a better result and help you to remain more calm, focused, and in charge. That will do it for this segment.